Other day I saw a picture. It was a picture of Kwame Nkrumah's mother, and she was wailing at the burial of her son, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. And you could see the anguish in her expression. Do you suppose that if she lived maybe 10 years after that event, that she actually healed, that time somehow just healed her? Absolutely not. You've heard the expression, time heals all wounds. It's not true. Time does not have within it the ability to heal anything. It's what happens within that time that actually causes healing. So even biologically, when you mention factors responsible for wound healing, you don't say time. Time that does not have an ability to heal anything by itself. It's important to note this, because don't you know people who've been hurt deeply, and that hurt remained for decades after the event? They can rehash it with such accuracy, blow by blow account. So it's important to note this so that you can appropriate God's method for wound healing. Jeremiah 30 verse 17 says, it says, I will restore health to you and I will heal you of all your wounds. And then the expression for wounds is talking about deep and chronic wounds. So God says that he will restore health to you and heal you of all your wounds. So if you've been wounded, maybe that emotional wound or whatever kind of wound it was, somebody swindled you, somebody mistreated you some time ago, whatever it is, don't just assume that with time it will get better. Just receive the healing that God has made available in his word. He said he will heal you of all your wounds, your deep wounds. So receive his healing and then you can move on and let go of depression. God bless you.